Welcome back. You're listening to the Healthy Aging Show.
Just when you thought that starting smoking was a good thing, there's an article that came out.
Once again, one more mark against smoking, and this might be a reasonable factor in Alzheimer's.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, there's vascular dementia, and there is Alzheimer's. You know, something that I've always known is that smoking reduces the blood flow to the brain, and that is vascular dementia. What they're talking about is heavy smoking, defined as at least 2 packs a day in middle age, increases the risk of later developing Alzheimer's disease by 157% and vascular dementia by 172%.
Now, this they actually did quite a lengthy study on this.
Yeah, this was 21,000 California residents aged 50 to 60 were chosen in 78 to 85. They were studied for 78 to 85, and then they came back 23 years later.
I actually didn't think anyone smoked in California, but okay.
Well, you can't now.
Right. Yeah,
and what they found is that of those 21,000 people, 5,300 or 25% had been diagnosed with dementia, and of those, 1,100 and change were diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and 416 were diagnosed with vascular dementia.
Now, they did say former smokers, so if you quit early enough, and people who smoked less than half a pack a day didn't seem to have an increased risk of dementia than more than non-smokers. So quitting early or limiting
your smoking. Clearly, this is just another nail in the coffin of smoking.
But you know what, Dennis? I had a physical this week.
How'd you do?
I did very well, and my doctor, although in the past, never commented negatively, because early on I did smoke, and I could tell he was pleased and commenting on how well he thought I was at the moment, and that quitting smoking probably was a very good idea. While
I don't think you can go wrong with quitting. What useful purpose does it serve? None.
Well, if you add up the price, it's actually, you'll have a lot of money in the bank and can
take
a nice vacation.
Absolutely. New York Times. Do real men eat tofu? No, that's not the title of the article, but...
No, actually, do real men eat quiche?
Quiche, okay.
But that's like 20 years old.
Now, and there was also the rumor about the Marlboro man, you know, how did he really expire? But the article is the idea that the macho image of John Wayne, Sylvester Stallone, and any of the other characters on the tough guys on TV and in the movies, they believed, and even those that try to mimic them, that they don't get sick. And that notion of masculinity trickles down into how they handle preventative health care, if they do anything at all about that.
Well, there's those old notions of masculinity, yes, and believing that the ideal man is strong and silent and doesn't complain about pain.
Well, and they suck it up, and you know, and unless what?
Unless they have a cold.
Unless they have a cold or they stub their toe. But that is one of the things that this article by Ronnie Rabin in the New York Times cited, was that these stereotypes and ideas are actually a reason why men do get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And the study, which was, who did the study? It was done by...
Dr. Springer.
Dr. Springer, but not Jerry.
Not Jerry Springer.
Not Jerry Springer. And she's an assistant professor of sociology at Rutgers. She said the study may help to explain the gender longevity gap with women outliving men by about 5 years. And you know that interview that we did just the other day when I mentioned that married men live longer than single men because women prompt them to get medical care when they're not feeling well or just on a preventative basis.
Well, women may actually remind their spouse, Dennis, to follow their own good advice about seeking medical attention.
Well, I can tell you that the women in my life have probably saved it a couple of times. So,
well, that and having a lot of women in your office, I don't know.
You may
just go to the doctors to get away from
that,
the women
that just
in the
negated
office.
That just negated everything I just said.
There you go.
All right.
No.
Okay.
But this actually, men with high level of education, so you would think that perhaps the education might actually encourage someone to go to the doctor and try and seek the end
how smart is dumb?
Okay. How smart is not asking for directions, Dennis?
That's true. Okay. All right. We're going to wrap it up. This is it for the week, and we hope you had a good week, have a better week, and we'll see you next week. Take care.